Okay, so we continue in the Beis HaLevi on Anavo. We are on the bottom on page 10. The learning today should be a schus, as always, for an Ilan Neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh and Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Fu Shlema, Chaim Doi ben Menarachel, Chana Leah ben Shein Derachel, and Avadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So, there were two psukim, if you remember, that warned us about the Isser of being a Baal Gaiva. One was Tayavas Hashem Kol Gavalev. That was, I believe, Reb Nachman. No, sorry, that was Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan quoting Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, but Reb Yochanan himself said from the Pasuk, V'ram Levavecha V'shachachtu Hashem. So I want to dive into that a little bit because he goes through it in a little bit more detail. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Pasuk says, Pentoichal Visavata. It's right after benching where it says, V'chalta Visavata. So a couple of psukim later, it says, Yishamalacha, be careful, Pentishkach, that you forget Hashem. And he goes through how a person comes to forget Hashem. Pentoichal Visavata, maybe you'll eat and drink, and you'll build houses, and you'll have a lot of cattle and sheep, you'll have a lot of gold and silver. And then v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem. And then your heart will get haughty and you will forget Hashem. So it seems like there's this connection between eating and drinking and having a lot of an abundance and becoming haughty. So it's this indulgence in food and drink and this living standard, this high living standard that makes a person have gaiva. The Alter of Kelm points out, the Pasuk doesn't say that what does it say? Hold on. Pen toichal visavata, that you, where is it? Pen, no, that maybe your heart will become haughty, but it's almost a given. It's a cause and effect. If you will eat and drink and get a lot of gold and silver, it's a cause and effect. Automatically, your heart becomes haughty. It's almost guaranteed. And he's talking about a person that's living a luxurious life. If a person is overindulging in food and drink and spending a lot of money, by definition, he's going to become a Baal Gaiva. It's a cause and effect that the Torah is talking about. And the Torah doesn't say a certain degree of overindulgence. Any type of extravagant lifestyle automatically causes a person to have those type of thoughts. So how do you attack it? Let's say a person is very successful. How do you stop yourself from becoming a Baal Gaiva? If we're saying now that overindulging and having a lot of food, a lot of drink, going on vacation, spending a lot is going to cause you to have gaiva automatically. So how do you counteract that? So the Sfarnoi explains that the pasuk gave you the refuah before the makkah. Again, going back to psukim earlier, what does it say? V'chalta v'savata, when you eat and drink, uveirachtas Hashem alekecha. Bless Hashem. Meaning, stop and recognize that all your successes come from Hashem. So then before you spend the money, if you stop and think that it comes from Hashem, so that will keep you in line. That will remind you that it's really all from God and that there's no reason for you to feel any gaiva about it. And ultimately, that will help you remain humble. The problem comes when you forget Hashem with your eating and drinking and your indulgences, and you start to think that somehow this is due to your own success. So at the bottom, Rabbeinu Bechaya talks about this. He says that it's common that eating and drinking causes a person to become a Baal Gaiva, which can ultimately cause a person to forget Hashem. And therefore, when a person is sitting at a table, what should he be busy thinking about? He should think about the various brachas that he's about to make, which will cause him to remind him that, or to channel what he's about to do, to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of making a bracha before you eat something, and that's the idea of making a bracha after you eat something, because eating and drinking is one of those areas that causes a person to feel vayishman yeshurun vayivat, that yeshurun became very fat and they kicked, which means that when a person is very satiated, when a person is indulging, so that causes a person to be very comfortable, and you start to believe in your own success, you start to believe the hype. So therefore, the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, make a bracha before you eat, make a bracha after you eat, to sort of sandwich in while you're having your sandwich, but you sandwich in the idea of making brachas that reminds you that it's all really coming from Hashem. The author of the Sefer Chasidim writes that there's many psukim that a person can say to remind him That it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes specifically, his Rebbe used to go around saying, Ashrei ish shelo yishkacheko ven adam yisamitz bach. The praiseworthy is a person who doesn't forget Hashem. But whatever your phrase is, whatever your bracha is, whatever your pasuk is, there is this idea of having a pasuk to remind the person to internalize that it's all coming from Hashem. Okay, so he talks now about the idea, continuing on this idea of becoming very full, becoming very indulgent, causing a person to forget. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that the reason why the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim rebelled with the Egel was because of all the gold and silver that they got when they left Mitzrayim. So there was this abundance of gold and silver, and that's what caused Klal Yisrael to sin. And he says that that is a similar idea. Rabbeinu Bachaya writes that that's the reason that the Torah forbids a person to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Why? Because in Yom Kippur we're supposed to be completely connected and focused on Hashem. So therefore, we have to remove personal distractions. What's a type of personal distraction? Eating and drinking. Eating and drinking distracts a person. It acts as a disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that explains Yom Kippur. What about the rest of the year? How can a person eat and drink and again avoid the negative outcomes of forgetting Hashem, as the pasuk is telling us? So again, it comes back to making brachas. Making brachas is the way that we connect our eating and drinking. We elevate it, and in that way, we don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're quote unquote indulging in eating and drinking. One more idea that I just want to mention over here, which is the idea of Sukkos. So the idea of Sukkos in the Torah in Parshas Re'eh, when it tells us to celebrate the holiday of Sukkos, it tells us in the 7th month, Chag HaAsif, at the end of the year when you're harvesting in your grain. Now, why does the Torah have to mention the season? We understand Pesach, you mentioned the season because Chodesh Aviv, it has to come out in the springtime. But what's the purpose of mentioning the season by Sukkos? There's no chiyuv that it comes out, that you have to schedule the whole calendar so that Sukkos falls out in a certain part of the year. So why are you mentioning the season? So the Rashbam explains that it's fundamental to understanding the lesson of Sukkos. Because the Torah tells us, why do we have Sukkos? Ki ba'al Sukkos ha'shavti es b'nei Yisrael. That all generations should know that when you left Mitzrayim, you were in Sukkos. Now, there's two, the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis gives two understanding of what the Sukkahs that we're referring to. One pshat is it's referring to the Anani HaKavod, and one pshat is it's Sukkah Ismamish, that we literally lived in tents, in booths, that when we left Mitzrayim, that was the housing that we had then. So the Rashbam says, based on the understanding that it's actual booths, So we lived in actual booths. Why is that something that we need to commemorate l'dayreis? So the Rashbam explains that when a person gathers in his harvest into a silo, you can have this sense of satisfaction. It's the same sense of satisfaction that I get when I finish a very complicated audit or tax return. It's the same feeling that Tzvi gets when he does a very complicated and very expensive car lease, and any of your businesses, whatever you're doing. There's a certain sense of satisfaction that we get, Shia gets it when he makes a very, when he closes a deal, okay? A big sale, Avi, a big sale, Yaakov with a home. So all of us in our different areas, when we quote unquote close the deal, whatever it is, we feel a sense of success. Now that's the same thing that the farmer feels when he closes his deal, which is harvests his crop. So he feels important, he feels proud over the hard work and success. So why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of Sukkos? To remind us that once upon a time we didn't have homes, we didn't have shelter, man-made shelter. All we permanent shelter. All we had were simple sukkahs to live in. And if we contemplate that, then we realize that everything is really a gift from Hashem, and we're thankful, and we attribute our success not to our own actions, but rather to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why. Why is sukkahs Chag HaAsif? Why is it at the time when we harvest? Because that's when we're at the biggest risk of falling prey to gaiva. That's exactly when we need the reminder to live in Sukkos. That's exactly when we need the reminder to remember that everything came from Hashem. And so the mitzvah of Sukkos is a counteraction to Gaiva. It's such a beautiful idea. We go out of our homes, out of the permanence of our homes, exactly at the time when we're feeling great about harvesting the crop, to remind us that really our crop came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Sa'i, that is one of the main lessons of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So something to keep in mind when we go out to the Sukkah this year, that the Sukkah should remind us not only of the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept us in the Midbar, but deeper than that, that everything that we have, we should be thankful for, because all of it comes from Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here and Mir Shem continue tomorrow.